Political analysts are getting excited about the 2026 midterm elections in November. St. Olaf College professor Dan Hoffrenning says our midterms are pretty unique.
Most democracies around the world do not have such an institution. Most democracies, they elect the whole legislature or usually a parliament and prime minister in one election.
Hoffrenning says the sitting president's political party almost always loses seats in Congress in the midterms. The two exceptions were
in 2002, right after 9/11, George W. Bush was really popular then, and so Republicans were able to pick up some seats in that midterm. And also in 1998, right after Bill Clinton was impeached, the Democrats were able to pick up some seats in that election.
He says the framers of the Constitution wanted checks and balances when they designed our government.
They really liked the idea of having an election every 2 years in which the House would completely be up for election, but only one-third of the Senate is up for re-election in any given midterm.
Hoffrenning says that makes sweeping change a little bit harder to achieve. He believes the Democrats have a lot of enthusiasm heading into the midterm elections. I'm Brent Palm with the Minnesota Minute.